Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. So when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle that she wrote herself, which I find interesting when she says, put down the jack in the crack. It's like, oh, my God, it's my daughter. We don't speak for any 12-step fellowships. The opinions we give are ours and ours alone and not necessarily correct. But we don't speak for AA, NA, OA, CA, GA, PA, SLA, SLA, ACR, RR, MM, DRA, HA, PA, FA, or any of them that are A's. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelley.
And Mark.
Shelley, if I needed a meeting, what should I be doing?
Not listening to this. You should put on your little shoesies and get in your little car or get on a little bus or take a little walk and go to a meeting.
Awesome. Mark, if I needed a meeting...
Au contraire.
Wait a minute. If I'm in an area affected by Sandy right now...
I can guarantee you there are meetings going on.
Well, I can also guarantee that there's people that can't get to them. What would you do, Mark? If you're in an area where there's just been this horrific storm, you really need an effing meeting.
You probably
you
have
can't.
No power.
I have
so
power
you...
and internet that I can get to a meeting.
Yeah.
What if you have a generator?
Then I'm going to listen to this show. I'm going to turn up the volume. I'm going to put it on my playlist, and I'm going to dance my ass off.
You could also go to CA Online. There are 24-hour online meetings there.
That's not as good as listening to this. You're going to hear someone go, womp, 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 womp.
Probably get
womp,
a little more recovery womp. There than you will on this show.
Is this show going to go up by the end of the week?
No. Wait. No.
No, oh, okay. That's too bad.
This show will go up in 10 days.
If it was going to go up next Saturday, I would wish CA a happy birthday.
Oh.
Well, you can't wish CA a happy birthday.
Why?
Because it doesn't go up by the end of the week.
No, but I know whose birthday will be by the end of the week.
I know. I was trying to avoid that.
No fronts.
Because he's got to get there first.
Oh, I'm going to get there.
I have the most awesome present for him, too.
I'm going to get there.
Are you?
By the time this show goes up, I will be celebrating 23 years and 51 years. And I won't really be celebrating the 51 years. Oh, my God. I'm out in front of our big book study the other day, and someone asked me how old I am. And this guy, trying to be helpful to me, my friend Jeff, looks at this guy. And I said, people always guess me as older. And he goes, don't worry. Nobody thinks you look over 55. He thinks he's being sweet to me. I'm like, I'm not 50. He goes, well, I just said that to make you feel better. And I said, you're not making me feel better because I'm only 50. And he goes, you are? And I go, oh, my God. So he's trying to make me feel good by saying I'm only 55, which put me 5 years on me that I don't have. Bastard. I told him, I said, see if I give you a cigar to smoke again.
That's right.
You'll always be 38 to me, sweetie.
Oh. 39 and holding.
Yes.
What's time for the boozy news? And the news not fit for booze.
Okay. Let's see what we've got here today.
Okay.
We have...
The best boozy news I have from lately that's not really news not fit for booze. Been wearing my cowboy boots a few times lately. I've discovered that if I'm the only one here at night, to take off the boots is a pain in the ass.
Really?
Because I don't have one of those boot things anymore.
Boot block.
I really need a boot block. Because if I'm going to wear
them...
The
dog ate his old boot block.
It took me the other day 30 minutes.
He has to stop and rest between attempts.
Oh, my God. It's horrible.
Are you putting this out there hoping Bill Piper will send you a boot block?
No, I'm. What I really should be doing is just taking the boots in and getting them stretched. That would probably help a lot.
Okay, in Warsaw, Poland, a Polish company that makes coffins.
Oh my God! Is this a Polak joke?
No. It has drawn the anger of the Catholic Church, who thinks that this is sacrilegious. Although, how coffins and religion? I mean, a coffin is a product. It's a thing. It's an item.
They're putting JP2 on their coffins?
No.
What's JP2?
They are advertising their coffins using nude and nearly nude models draped over their coffins. Because they figure if you can use sex to sell cars and you can use sex to sell clothes and perfume, then, I mean, a coffin's just another thing, then why not, you know, use a scantily clad woman? So they even made a calendar. You can go and buy their calendar, and if you buy their calendar with all their hot chicks on coffins, which kind of creeps me out a little, they will give you a free coffin-shaped key ring.
Are these guys into, like, necrophiliacs?
No. That's not what they're saying. They're just using...
Oh, so the girls don't look dead.
They just look sexy. They just look sexy. They're like, you know, have lingerie on. It's just like a car, like those car ads with the chicks in bikinis draped across the hood. Chick in the bikini does not come with the car.
You know what?
And it doesn't make you any cooler.
If it's a Porsche and you buy it,
you'll get the chick with it.
Well, how about this? You buy the right bed at my store, you wear a picture of the bed on your shirt, you might get a good chick. Sex sell. You know what? We should be doing that with mattresses. They did that. A really big company, Spring Air Company, which is a big company, used Vanna White.
I had.
And she was all decked out in like this real long, not like a teddy or something. She was in like this real long nightgown, real silky looking. They did these black and white, real 1930s looking. It was actually very strikingly good looking.
I'll tell you what. I had a trade show I did recently. Was there for 3 days. Second day, I had a Swimsuit USA model come over to work the booth with us.
And you got way more people.
I ended up with three times as many leads show up as any other day I was there.
So next time, they're going to be there all 3 days.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, are we ready to move on?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. We're out of Poland now.
Okay, now we're going to New Jersey.
Can we go
to
New
Jersey?
There?
Well,
by boat? By boat.
Here's the difference between New York and New Jersey when it comes to voting. We were talking about this earlier. New York says, we're not sure what's going to happen with the voting. We may need to file for an extension. Or they actually want to like go before Congress or whatever and get the polling extended.
Can't do that.
New Jersey, the governor said, oh, okay, we can fix this. Asked the government for permission to use military trucks, hooked up generators. They have polling places where you can go submit an electronic ballot in those places. You do not have to be, like, you can come from any place in New Jersey that's been affected and go to these military trucks.
Uh-huh.
They're going to have poll workers working at them. He's setting it all up. He's not asking for an extension.
Now I have a question for you.
What?
You have no power.
Yes.
How do you know these places are available?
I've really wondered about that lately, what's going to happen, because there's clearly going to be people. But I know that in order to facilitate this, it has to be like voted on by both Congress and Senate. It's never going to happen
and
in one
not,
and a half
They're not
days.
In session right now.
I know. It can't even happen.
Well, I don't know how they're going to find out. Maybe they'll go door to door. Maybe they'll do whatever they're going to do. I mean, it seems to me that...
There's a lot of doors missing.
Yes.
It's hard.
Well,
you can go door to door. There's 10 of them stacked up on the same street.
You
can also go to refugees. You could go to shelters.
You could get out the boat.
And you could go to shelters where a lot of the people are in one place. I mean, all I'm saying is that the difference between the mayor or the governor of New York and the governor of Mayor of New York and the governor of New Jersey is like, one guy says, let's figure out a way to do this by the deadline. The other guy says, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, well.
You know what? I would cut, what's his name, Chris Christie?
Yeah.
I would cut him some slack.
Why? Chris Christie knew exactly what to do.
I would cut him some slack.
It's Andrew Cuomo that has no idea.
He's got a little bit. He's got a little bit on his mind right now. His city's underwater. The subways need to be pumped. Hero of the week for New York, whoever the guy is that runs the subway transit, the guy that said, hey, I have an idea. Let's move all these trains out of the tunnels because I think they're going to flood. So they moved every single train out of the tunnels
and
not a one
got damaged. And it was just because that one guy thought,
He said, hey, this looks like a big underwater river possibility. Let's move on.
Because they were just going to leave him there on the siding. They weren't, they weren't going to move anything. They were just going to shut down the tunnels. And
smart. You know what? That's the kind of guy that deserves to get a big-ass bonus at the end of the year. Because he just
promotion.
Saved millions and millions of dollars.
Okay, now we're leaving New Jersey. We're going to get in our little canoes, and we're going to paddle across the pond to Zimbabwe.
That's quite a good paddle.
Yes.
Zimbabwe is
I might want a small outboard engine for this.
Okay.
Especially since Zimbabwe's on the east side of Africa.
Yeah, we're going to have to go around the horn.
Yeah, watch out for the pirates.
Okay, Clifford Mavete, he's 27 years old. He was arrested for practicing something that is called, where's the word? Mubobobo.
I already like it.
Holy crap.
Mubobobo.
Was he by himself?
No.
Are you supposed to be by yourself?
This is actually.
Did he have the required three females and two males with him?
He had three females, but not two males.
Oh.
This is an illegal form of black magic.
I have a feeling this could be the hero of the week.
Wherein the man has sex with a woman against her will using only his mind.
He's the Zimbabwe hero of the year.
No. Using only his mind. This is against the law. It's like they call it mental rape. But
is this mind banging?
Yes. Wait. yes, I just love that word. Mubobobo.
Having sex with a woman against her will using only your mind.
Okay,
so you saw some girl and you thought about sex, which happens about every 2.5 seconds.
For a normal
In the average male's mind. is this a jailable offense? I think we just figured out how to get all the males off the street in Zimbabwe.
It's a jailable offense in Zimbabwe. Basically, what happened was a police officer noticed the man staring intently at a woman at a bus stop.
He saw that
Mavete was sweating and exhibiting an expression synonymous with that of a person engaging in sex, while his eyes were glued at the woman who was standing in front of him. I'm quoting the police officer there.
Wow, Jimmy Carter had the same thing happen to him.
Now, the woman who had been mentally raped told reporters that she felt some unusual funny feelings in her private parts.
Okay, this is shite. This is
just
shite.
Just telling you, they think that this is real black magic, that you can actually rape somebody with your mind.
This is shite.
This is why this happens in Zimbabwe. I'm just saying. There's a lot of voodoo crap that goes on
in
those
parts.
What?
That's shite. She forgot to mention she was thinking about going home to her boyfriend who was going to bang the crap out of her all night, and that's why she was having tingly feelings.
I'll bet you this sort of thing happens in, like, the Caribbean. In Florida.
Florida! what did Fran not send anything in lately?
She sent a couple of things, but she hasn't sent any Florida stuff.
That's incredible. All the best stuff comes out of Florida.
Okay, so...
Didn't her Titans play your Bears today?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the Bears won, apparently.
I'm feeling really torn here because the Titans are the official team of Recovery 101 because of our number one Fran. But my Bears are like 7-1 or something. They're kicking butt.
Now, this story, I'm not exactly sure what you think about this story. I'm pretty sure that this started with a bunch of guys sitting around drinking beer, watching the news about Hurricane Sandy.
Uh-oh.
They decided that things were not moving fast enough in terms of relief efforts, so they needed to help. So they gathered a bunch of food and water and drove 12 hours from Michigan to New Jersey to take supplies to them. This would be a really, really good idea, and it would be really nice and heartfelt,
if they hadn't.
Really wonderful thing. When they arrived in New Jersey, what they had was 40 cases of dog food, 20,000 pounds of salsa, hummus, tortilla chips, and 40,000 bottles of water.
The tortilla chips and the salsa.
The dog's got to eat, too.
And the dog food, I get.
People
the water,
eat
I get.
Hummus.
The
and
dog
the water.
The dog food and the water, I get, but so you're taking chips and salsa to the disaster area? This is like
Hey, I think I'd that they would take anything they can get.
Well, one of the guys was quoted as saying, this is something that needs to be done and people need it. Yes, because clearly when I've just lost my home, what I want is party food.
I don't know. I wouldn't dog them. I think anybody that takes anything is doing well.
I am not dogging, though. I'm just, it is a great, the thought was there.
You know, this is one of the only times in recent memory that the Red Cross has actually told people that we'll take actual products.
Yeah.
Because they'd rather usually have money, but right now, in that area, it's extremely difficult for them to use the money to buy anything to distribute, and it's good if they can get products as well.
Yeah, they want new blankets, new unused blankets and things like that. They just,
there's nowhere for them to buy the blankets.
To get the stuff and getting it in there fast enough is difficult because some of the Red Cross shelters were damaged.
I heard some stories, and I don't know that this is true, and I don't know where, I don't want to say I don't know it's true because I know it's true, but there's some areas where people are screaming out like it's Katrina all over because a lot of areas are getting a lot of help. There's no doubt. And then there's these other communities that are like, we haven't seen a person.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, it's funny that you say that because I have some friends online that live back there. One of my friends lives in New York. Her power was out for a few days. She actually posted. Finally, she said, well, I'm back. Con Ed finally came. And her power's back on. Like, the next borough over, she told us, though, that the next borough over, like a couple of our other friends that live in New York, they're still not on. The power's not on. They haven't seen anything. No relief workers, not even a sanitation truck. No garbage trucks, no police, nothing.
Of course, now, granted, New Orleans, not quite as big as New York, New Jersey, and all that other stuff. But still.
Okay, in Clayton County.
Which is where?
Georgia.
Clayton County.
Clayton County.
Is that near Atlanta?
Michael Keeley and his new wife, Chanel, are out on $5,000 bond. They were charged with tampering with drug evidence recovered from their rental home.
They were doing it when the cops showed up?
No. They own a house, and they have another house that they rented out to people.
They
went into
makers?
The home to do a cleanup after the previous tenants left. And found holes in the walls. The bathroom mirror was gone. There was all kinds of damage. And in one of the holes in the wall, he found 8 little baggies with stuff in them. So he took the baggies out. He looks at it. He thinks, these might be drugs. He calls the police. The police come over. Because he removed them from the wall, the cops arrested both of them for tampering with evidence.
How would they know it was in, how would they know what it was if they didn't pull it out? And why didn't the cops... Why didn't the cops... get it? Or the only reason there's a drug thing is because they reported it.
They reported it. And now
that's
he's saying
stupid.
They spent 2 days in jail. They finally got out on $5,000 bond. They're still going to end up in court on this.
That's ridiculous.
The guy said this is really going to make me think twice about ever calling the police or being helpful in any way.
Yeah, because I could
sell
the
drugs. They're
not going
to be in court long if the judge was in law school the day they taught law.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought so too.
America, the freest country on earth. You're arrested for walking across. Get a ticket for walking across the street, not in a crosswalk.
Land of the free bird and the home of the Atlanta Braves.
Our last story in Gretna, Louisiana.
Bye, baby, it's my sweet love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gretna, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Sheriff's deputies arrested 19-year-old Belle Chase lives in Belle Chase.
Yeah, Belle Chase.
Whatever. I don't know. Oh, Cesar Ruiz, that's his name. He was booked with attempted first-degree murder when his 2-month-old son had to be taken to the hospital with a blood alcohol content of 0.289. That's a 2-month-old.
Kid can't hold his booze at that age?
Well, he was taken to the hospital with breathing difficulties. The doctors thought he had some strange illness. They didn't know what it was because basically, you know, babies don't usually drink.
Did he put it in the formula or something?
Yeah, he was putting it in the formula.
Idiot.
While undergoing treatment, the kids started having seizures. When they drew the blood, they found that the blood alcohol level.
He was having DTs.
Fortunately, this guy's going to get knocked off in jail.
Yes.
He may never even not make it to court.
Not worthy of water.
Yep.
And on that sad note, well, the kid's okay, fortunately. And on that sad note, that's the end of the Booze News.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
And we're back.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Shelly?
What?
Your dreams are your ticket out.
Phew, had to go.
I'm getting the look of death.
You are.
You know, I'm just sitting here wondering which dream and which ticket and how soon can I cash it.
Ooh.
Not till the race is over.
So.
Yes.
Mark, we have a topic.
We do. Family, family support.
Ooh. Now, is this family support in general or like family support in person?
It's a wide open topic. I was in a meeting today. Guy shared. Actually, the speaker ended. Everybody applauded. And this guy behind me started sharing immediately before I could get to the part where I started reading out of the format.
Nice.
And he had 27 days, so he had a little time.
Good for him.
And he was almost in tears about the fact that his adult daughter had come to the meeting with him to support him.
Okay.
So just the emotion coming out, I kind of decided to go ahead and let it go. And see where this train took us. It derailed about 5 minutes when he and the daughter took turns sharing about their experience.
Wow.
And
is it an open meeting?
It is an open meeting.
Okay.
I had no problem with her being there. I actually had no problem with the way it happened, but I thought about it. You know, obviously, it's never appropriate in a meeting for two people to be sharing at the same
time.
Tag team sharing. But at the same time, there was so much raw emotion coming out of this guy because he was so touched that his daughter was there. You kind of let it go. But the family support thing kind of hit me. Like, you know, family members come to meetings to support. Do they share because it's an open meeting? Or is sharing available only for addicts and alcoholics?
I think that sharing is only available for addicts and alcoholics anyway.
No. Please do not share if you've had any drugs or alcohol in the last 24 hours. Is the only thing I ever heard said. We now have time for participation.
True.
We encourage newcomers.
Well, she's new.
She's new. He's new. But it was just kind of interesting. I don't know. It just kind of hit me as... What do you got, Shelley?
I think in an open meeting that you can share if you're not an addict or an alcoholic, provided you identify yourself as such. Like we, you know, sometimes people will come in because they're checking on a meeting because they're a psychology student or whatever.
Yeah.
And we'll ask them to tell us something about themselves. I mean, that's, you know, so they're sharing in the meeting as long as it's an open meeting. I mean, I don't know. I
go ahead.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing. Nothing.
Well, now I've lost my train of thought. Thanks a lot.
Psychology students will come in and ask us.
To me. I said absolutely nothing.
And we, you know, we don't. I don't stop them from share. I mean, as long as they're staying within the 3 to 5, I don't want to get somebody's, you know, school thesis. But I'm not sure. I would have to look that up. But I think in an open meeting, because I've had this discussion with somebody else before that said that at an open meeting, if you're going to have a visitor, there has to be a group conscience to allow them to be there. And I don't think that's true. I think in an open meeting that anybody can come, because you can sit in an open meeting. You never even have to say your name. Yeah. How would we know that you're an addict or an alcoholic?
I think, and I'm going to look it up right now, but I think that an open meeting can be attended by anyone, but that only alcoholics and addicts may share.
Does it say so in the format?
Well, I don't know if it says it in the format.
If it doesn't say it in the format, then how would that person know?
It seems to me that it says it somewhere, though.
And we're just supposed to know this? That's odd.
I'm thinking that I heard it in the readings or something, but an open meeting is for anyone interested in AA, Al-Anon, or ACOA. If a meeting is open, it will be so designated. Open meetings can be attended by students, professionals, and other non-members interested in learning more. The designation as open does not change the meeting's primary purpose of the group. The primary purpose from Tradition 5 is to carry its message the alcoholic still suffers. Doesn't say. Of course, this is from about.com on alcoholism, so that may not be. It seems to me that I've heard it said, though, that only alcohol. But, you know, maybe you're right. I don't know.
Go to the AA website.
I'm going to the AA glossary. Oh, my God. This is things like.
I think it said Christian meeting at the top of that, didn't it?
No. Let's see.
Anyway, the topic, and what do we care what it says online? What do you think?
I think that it should that anyone can attend and that only alcoholics and addicts may share. Okay. That's what I think. But
if this guy's sharing.
Here it is right here. Everyone is welcome. Anyone is welcome to allow all comers to attend the meeting as an open meeting. And then it says, although usually only members speak, only alcoholics speak. So that's pretty, and that's for Alcoholics Anonymous in Rhode Island. So it seems like there's no real fast and hard rule.
What do you think about a guy like the situation I just described? This guy's sharing. He's very touched his daughter's there. She's sharing, including saying, telling the kind of the story about how she's actually his daughter from a previous marriage who hadn't seen him for a number of years while dad was just a drunk.
I think that that's, well, I mean, we've seen it many times. We've seen, I've seen zillions of people go. Yeah. You had a guy you used to sponsor. His mom used to come with them.
Yeah.
Now, she never shared,
right.
But she would come and she would sit there. How many times have you been to a meeting that's going to happen for me Tuesday night where for sure my mom and my daughter are going to come to the meeting to give me a cake? Now, neither of them are going to share, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. So, I mean, they're
Although your mom has. You took a cake at that meeting one year. She gave you your cake, and I forget who it was, said, you know, speech, and she talked for like 2 or 3 minutes. Just said how proud she was of you and that sort of thing.
Oh.
Well, there you go. So, for me, and you know, the situation that Mark had, you know, I see that. I mean, it's, first of all, it's an off-the-wall thing.
Yeah.
It comes up. It's like, is it that my thing would be, is it that big a thing to the group that you shut it down? Or is there something sort of therapeutic in listening to it? Other people going, oh, my God, this guy is already getting promises. He's got his long-lost daughter back in his life. Yeah. And you said she is possibly an addict as well, right?
She said that she said You know how doctors are when you've got certain injuries where they're always giving you a new pill to take, and I think I sometimes take too many of them.
So she thinks she might be an addict.
She thinks she might be.
And she shared at a meeting. Of course, she tag team shared.
Yeah. You know, now, after they went about 7 or 8 minutes, I did at that point look at him and go, I need to move on and let some other people share. So, virtually.
I don't know. I think in that situation, I think I would have let it roll too, because other people need to see that we're allowed to express our emotions and that this is a safe place to do that. Yes, I wouldn't have let it go on too long, that sort of thing. And if you end up with two people that are supporting each other in a family and what they're saying is absolute crap and may lead somebody down the garden path, then I'm definitely shutting them down.
Yeah.
Or if it gets into a he said, she said, that kind of thing. You know, right. I mean, I think right. You have to use your own judgment. Yeah. But I think in the situation that you're talking about, I would have let it go because
from the General Service Conference. Now, this is for AA. This is an open meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are glad you are here, especially the newcomers. This is official literature. In keeping with our singleness of purpose and our third tradition, which states that the only requirement for AA membership is a desire to stop drinking, we ask that all who participate confine their discussion to their problems with alcohol, which would seem to be indicating that they are alcoholics talking about their problem with alcohol. Now, that's from the traditions, the third tradition. So I think that probably as a general rule, the conference at large frowns on it.
That's from AA, and their singleness of purpose once again rears its ugly head.
Yes. But then does that mean CA just lets anyone share about whatever they want?
Well, we let anybody come in with any kind of drinking or using issue that they have.
It's a free-for-all.
All are welcome.
Right, with any drinking or using issue they have. Now, in your case, the girl said that she had
probably
a substance abuse problem.
Her drinking or using issue could have been her father's alcoholism or drug addiction, which should put her at Kohanon or Al-Anon.
Which normally is where you would encourage family members to go.
Now, the funny part of this story, what happened at 2 a.m. last night?
The time changed.
They came to the meeting by mistake because we have a CA meeting at 4 and an AA meeting that starts at 5:30. Well, they showed up 30 minutes late for our meeting because they forgot to turn their clocks back.
Right, so they thought they were going to the
All
AA
day
meeting.
Today they forgot to turn their clocks back. So they came rushing in to make the 5:30 meeting and showed up at 4:25 at our meeting.
Awesome.
So I figure it was God's will.
It must have been.
It could have been.
You know how I know it was God's will?
Because it happened.
What happened.
So.
What about other family members, though, and family support?
Well, I've seen many a kid get brought into meetings by a mom or dad who wants the kid to go to meetings, whether or not the kid wants to go. Because that's fairly common as well.
Right.
People are bringing their wife. I've seen that a lot. Guy comes in. We had, and there's on our Thursday or Saturday or Monday night meetings, often there's a couple people that sit on the back wall, and the one is like the alcoholic. The other one is like the family member who I think wants to come to make sure that, you know, that what we do. And but they don't usually share. What do you think, Shelley?
I don't know. I think it's nice if a family member comes to support someone sometimes. I am a little bit wary. Sometimes I've seen where a guy will come in with his girlfriend and she's there at every meeting, and I think that's a little not okay because he needs to be able to have his program without somebody hanging over his shoulder.
I watched that happen one time. And then she ended up being an alcoholic, too.
Yeah. Are we talking about the same person, probably?
Of course.
Yeah. C.
Yes.
Yeah.
And L.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. I was going to bring that up because I know someone that came with her boyfriend for a while and from sitting there goes, oh, shit, I think I'm an alcoholic.
We also know another pair, though, that She is not. She is not an alcoholic or an addict. And she has come with him to most of the meetings he attends.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
And I have to wonder why. I mean, would you really want to sit in a flippin' AA meeting if you weren't an alcoholic?
That would be weird.
That would be weird.
If you're very codependent, you might.
You know, that's another thing. I think that, you know, you need to give the person space to in order to be able to do their program. But then whose responsibility is it to say to that person, you might want to let them go to meetings on their own? Because it's not, I don't think it's my job. Nobody
gave me that job. It's the sponsor's job.
Okay. There you go.
And I've done that with people I sponsored. I've actually turned around to people who come to meetings with me and go, you need to not be here.
Yeah.
And they get offended, and they get butthurt, but they get pissed at me and not at the person they're in a relationship with. And that's my job.
Yeah.
Be pissed at me.
But you'll take the bullets.
Be pissed at me, and I'll get the F out.
Yeah, be pissed at me. Get that F out of here.
Yeah.
So, Shelley, what would your final words be on family members showing support or overly supportive?
I mean, I think it's better if people have their family support, because we've seen a lot of people come in whose families are not happy that they're going to meetings, and in some cases are not happy that they're getting sober. You know, it's like it's a black mark on their family name or whatever. So I think it's always better if people do have family support, but at the same time, the person has to be able to navigate their recovery on their own. So, yeah, and whatnot. I'm all done.
And
yeah,
what
those were not exactly stirring words to rally the troops behind. I have nothing.
Mark.
Family support is vital to the recovery of most addicts and alcoholics. I think however it is you get the support should always be viewed as a positive thing.
There you go.
And then they need to get the F out so the person can get on with their recovery.
Yeah, you know what? I've seen many people come to support people. I've seen many people come to watch someone take a chip or to take a cake. I got no problems with that. And I guess my mom did it once. I'm not a big fan of the family members sharing there. There are plenty of meetings for family members. There are entire fellowships devoted to helping them. So my personal opinion is, the family can be supportive. I don't need to know that they need to tag along on regular meetings and stuff. They're going to see them take a cake or something. Great. I think that will stunt the newcomer from talking about stuff that they would normally talk about to a group.
Sure.
Shelley.
Yes.
Who's our friend back east?
I did him last time, didn't I?
No.
Okay. Oh, we're on the third meeting. This is our third meeting. Third.
See?
Third.
I told you this was a meeting.
Show. This is not a meeting. This is a
meeting.
Show. This is for entertainment
purposes
only.
Two or more gather together in his name. There you will be in the midst. And we have four here.
Oh, and we're gathering.
Shout out to Jimmy in the peanut gallery.
Whatever. It would be Bruce.
The other white
meat. He runs 12-step Gazette at 12-step. He's got 12stepgazette.com. You can go to his fine website through recovery101.net. Read his publication online, have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town. And if you go to Facebook and type in the number 12 followed by the words Step and Gazette, you will see the group. You can join the group and you can see all of our friend Jim's lovely jokes.
Is there any other groups they might want to join?
Well, yeah, they might want to join the Recovery 101 group.
That'd be a good one.
However, if you type that
in,
you'll see two groups. If you go to the one group that's not active, I posted a little thing that says, please go to the other group, because that's the one that's active.
It's got a little green little green tree or something.
And if you're all that, you still haven't figured out to go to the right group, we don't want you.
I do. I want them all.
But how else do we want them, Mark?
We'd like them to go to recovery101.net and listen to the show via our site. That'll take them to the Podomatic site, at which time, when the show comes up, you can click permalink, and then you can like the show, you can follow the show, you can comment on the show, you can put up show topics in the comments, you can add us to playlists, and if you're listening through our site, you get counted into our numbers, which really helps our ratings. So thank you very much.
I would like to make mention of the fact on our ratings on Podomatic. Podomatic has 97,000 shows. We have ranked number one in self-help for at least 3 years and number one in health. And lately, we've been in the top 10 most of the time. I think today we are number six. Not bad out of 97,000 shows.
Yeah.
We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't, Shelly.
Hang on a second. I gotta find the saw. You need to widen the door so we can get your head through.
Ooh.
Why is that?
Mister, we're number one. We're number one.
I didn't say, well, we were number one in self-help and health. So?
We're buying foam fingers for next week.
Yes, foam. Woo, foam fingers.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
I'm going to say, it. You know what? Yeah. Next year,
we're
going to
outfit the peanut gallery with foam fingers.
I noticed
hats.
That Shelly did not take a chip. Did we have to cut the doors to let you in because you were celebrating taking another year sober?
What does that have to do with the show?
It has nothing to do with the show. It just has to do with celebrating Shelly, something.
Shelly, what? Who's the music by?
The lead out music is by Elektra.
Which song?
Awesome.
I don't know. I'll pick when I get there.
Problem Child?
No, I used that one last time.
It's a great song. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
I'm hanging by a thread. The things that you've done, the things that you've said, got me caught in your web.
Wanna get it on, but I'm too far gone. You know that I can't show it. No one knows it. So I'm dreaming on. I stand my ground. I'm tied and bound, and I'll fight the madness from dusk to dawn.
Now it leaks like a faucet. I'm all frit, let's drop it. I'm busted in love and lost and busted my profit. Better to never have love than nothing lost. Remember to be clever, consider the cost. Exhausted, I think that I've lost it. You're triggering my emotion, now it leaks like a faucet.